What's going on, guys? Oscar Perez here. Here today with George Huerta. I'm going to let George Huerta introduce himself. George?
All right. So, because this is for kinesiology, I'm many things, but I am a fitness coach and personal trainer at a CrossFit gym.
George Huerta has been in the fitness industry for about how many years now?
Well, if we count everything from out of high school. Okay. So from out of high school, 18, so 8 years. So whether that was being an athlete, lifting, so powerlifting, some gymnastics and calisthenics, and then CrossFit, competing and coaching. So Olympic lifts and that.
So George Huerta not only is a coach, but he's also still a competitor. He is an athlete in CrossFit. And this interview is just about getting advice for kinesiology. Kinesiology major, so we can look, see and find what it's like in the actual industry, and see what it's like to be a trainer, see what it's like as far as money, and see the struggles and the benefits of working in this field. So first things first, what's your best and favorite lift?
Oh, best and favorite lift. Ooh, that's a tough one. My best lift is probably definitely my squat. I think that my numbers based on height and weight are usually higher than most of the people that I talk to.
Okay. And what is it that made you fall in love with fitness and the body and helping other people?
Well, for me personally, I was always really skinny. I graduated high school around like 145, 150. Now I'm 180. So it's been a big change, and not anything with height. So it was just tired of being small and not strong and not being able to do things. And the desire to help other people was, I saw the impact it made in my life, and I wanted to be able to give that to other people. I think it's a skill to know how to eat right, how to take care of your body, how not to live with pain, and how to exercise correctly. And if I can give that to someone, I can impact their life for the best.
Cool. As we were talking earlier, you originally went to school to be a teacher. And I thought that was very interesting, because usually people who teach end up teaching, and you end up in the fitness industry, but I don't think there's many differences. I was wondering if you could elaborate on what it's like to bring all you learned about teaching in beginning school years to the fitness industry.
Yeah, I think the biggest difference between me as a coach and a personal trainer than other people that may have more experience in kinesiology, and this is not trash talking anybody, but a lot of times when I was starting out, I was able to speak more to the person and help them on what helped me and just kind of keep things simple and able to see improvements in people. Whereas a lot of my peers would come in from too much of a science background and overcomplicate things or over-explain muscle systems and how the body works to where the client couldn't really understand and grasp it. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, one way would be like setting your shoulders. So a lot of people don't know how to externally rotate their shoulders. So instead, what I say is shrug your, or how to lock in their shoulders. So I tell my clients to shrug towards their ears, some of their shoulders towards their ears, and then drive them down towards their hips. And that way they can do that whether they're in a deadlift, in a hinge, or in a squat, or upside down, in a handstand, or anywhere. They kind of have that body awareness and spatial awareness. So teaching gave me the background to how to coordinate a classroom, but also to help my clients and, I guess, students in the gym to grasp kind of complex concepts and of how the body works, but in a simple way that will stick for a long time.
Okay, and as a coach, what is your favorite thing about coaching? Like, what's like the favorite thing between like the coach and athlete relationship?
Favorite thing is opening up the client's eyes to a whole other world, especially at a CrossFit gym and in the area that we're at. There's a lot of people that say, oh, you know what? No, I definitely can't do that. And specifically, it's either squatting to parallel because their knee has hurt since high school, or their shoulders, they can't really reach above the refrigerator. So they're definitely not going to do a shoulder press or a snatch or anything complicated overhead. But being able to just kind of work through like a myofascial release, I don't even know if I said that right. But lacrosse ball rolling, like I said, I keep it simple. So through lacrosse ball rolling and stretching and activating the right muscles, just being able to see them do it and their eyes open to, I can make a difference in my body. I can make new things happen. And I'm not just some old guy who, you know, can't move his shoulders anymore. I mean, you're pretty much giving people more years on their life. And that's probably the biggest, like, biggest thing and fulfilling thing I get from the coach athlete relationship.
Okay, now we're gonna take a big switch here. What is the worst thing about being here in this industry?
Worst thing, and to be brutally honest, a lot of people just have way too many excuses and listen to that voice in their head way too much. And you could tell someone time and time again what it takes to eat right, to drop weight, to correct shoulder pain, correct knee pain, and give them all the tools. But at the end of the day, if the client's not wanting to do it, then there's nothing you can do. And that is one of the hardest and saddest things that I've ever had to face in this industry. And I will continue to face, because that's just, I mean, you're asking someone to change their life, and that's very difficult for them to do. And you also need to be compassionate and empathetic that they've lived a certain way and it's very difficult to change for any of us. And you're asking them to do a great deal of that. And sometimes they're just not willing to fight. And knowing that you can't do that and you can't fight that for them, it's hard. It's hard. Especially when you see them struggle. And you know that they want it, but they kind of fall victim to the excuses and the traps again. It's hard.
Okay, thank you. And coming out of kinesiology, our program puts us through internships and connections, but when you graduate, it feels like you're kind of on your own. Talking to a lot of seniors, they said that their best advice was to start something while they're in college and to keep it going so they had something when they graduate. But what would you say your best piece of advice is, already being in the industry, as far as like getting yourself out there and just being a better coach?
So with getting started first, I would say don't be afraid kind of to hustle and put yourself out there no matter where you're at. So if you're at a 24-hour fitness, you start either taking on clients, you talk to people there, talk to trainers there. And I know that may not be where you want to end up being a kinesiology major, but it's a great place to start because you don't know what kind of clientele you're going to meet. And also it gives you great experience on how to sell to people. That could lead you to your own business, whether it's your own gym or maybe you're coaching and someone bought personal training that's a principal at a school. So for example, one of our coaches, she was just helping a vice principal with some Olympic lifts, and it came out that he needed a coach. So for middle schoolers. So she has now become pretty much like a strength and conditioning coach and kind of PE instructor for a school, for a charter school. And that could always open up the door to being a strength and conditioning coach for a high school, a college, and so many other things that I know you would want to pursue as a kinesiology major. If your focus is corrective exercise, people are always hurting. And if you can sell them that, hey, I can help you and I want you to live day to day with no pain, people will buy things from you. Like, they'll pay for your time. And second thing would be, one hard thing for me to grasp was that my time is valuable. So personal training costs a lot of money, but you're giving people tools and skills that are going to change the rest of their life. So don't ever underestimate your value. Don't ever feel bad for charging a lot of money. As long as you make your service worth it. And when it comes to, I think you said, becoming a better coach, that never stops. And we're charging a lot of money in this industry, and it costs a lot to be here. And you better work your ass off to be a good coach. That means reading. That means listening to your clients. That means having a lot of patience if they're struggling. And also taking time to work in fields that you may not be comfortable with. So like, if you're a sports nut, you love competitive athletes, also take time to learn how to do corrective exercise and help people that are in pain, because the more that you can broaden your range, if you know how to help kids get fit, old people get fit, college athletes get fit, you're going to have a lot more work out there for you.
Great. And as far as getting better, it's a good question I like to ask everybody that comes on the interviews is, what is your favorite book or one of your favorite books that you like and would recommend to other people?
I kind of laugh when you said book. One of the best teaching tools I've ever had is YouTube. As long as you can find, throwing a plug.
Yeah.
Also, check out Made to Grow.
Yes, that is Oscar Perez's channel, The Students. But anyway, you can find great information on that channel. Great
information, but not educational. So don't, you know, if you want to laugh, go there. But anyways, yeah, there's a lot of YouTube videos that have helped me a lot. When I was starting out as an athlete, the mobility WOD, day one to I think 139 is like a playlist on there. And that's with also Supple Leopard and... Oh my gosh. Don't tell me. What's his name?
Kelly Starrett.
Kelly Starrett. Thank you. If you could take those concepts, you could take those concepts and pretty much apply it to anything. So if he's teaching you how to mobilize your ankles, you're going to help runners. You're going to help people who are trying to squat. You're going to help. Actually, speaking about mobilizing ankles in that book, that has helped a lot of police officers, firefighters, and first responders that I've had in our gym just because of working in boots and stuff like that. So I've learned a lot from that book and just being able to apply it to pretty much every type of athlete and to myself. I mean, even to my dad, who's sometimes messaging me with my back's thrown out, and I just teach him simple foam rolling and how to activate little things in the morning and before bed. And now he's washing the van and moving around in Vegas and just moving with no pain. So I would check out Supple Leopard. And because it's a little easier, start with YouTube. Do day one and then go from there. You'll only really understand it if you do it yourself. So kind of get on it and you'll learn a lot.
Awesome. It's great to see you again, George. And I look forward to talking to you soon. And thank you for this interview.
Okay, bye, guys.
Love you, Oscar.